Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Okay, so it's Thursday. Let's take a break from talking about the weather and storms and instead talk tech with the Boston Globe's Hiawatha Bray. And today, we're going to take a look at what Hiawatha says might be the biggest wireless phone network in America. It's not AT&T. It's not Verizon. It's not even based on cell towers. So Hiawatha, what is it?
Oh, it's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, those routers that we all have in our houses, well, not all of us, but about three-quarters of us, for distributing high-speed internet throughout our houses, and of course also in businesses and coffee shops, and they're all over the place. There are now millions of them all over the country, and phone companies are scrambling to figure out ways to route your calls through Wi-Fi instead of the cell network, and it's happening all over the place.
Okay, so who's doing this?
Well, actually, for several years, T-Mobile's been doing it because their cell network was so weak that what they did was they had this thing called Wi-Fi calling. If you had a Wi-Fi router in your house, it would give you a phone where when you dialed the number, it would look to see if you had Wi-Fi in the house. And if you did, it would just route the call through Wi-Fi instead of the local cell tower. Well, now, Sprint has started to do that. AT&T and Verizon say later this year, they'll start to do it. And there are companies, there's two companies in particular called Republic Wireless and Freedom Pop that are also trying to do it and to turn the Wi-Fi networks into a giant global phone network.
I was looking at Freedom Pop's website before the show today, and my eyes kind of popped out because they're offering service for $0.
Absolutely.
Free.
That's not the Wi-Fi plan. That's a different one.
Okay.
See, what they do is they resell cellular service from Sprint. And for a couple of years now, they've been offering this. And they say they have about a million, not quite a million, but they're approaching a million customers. And they say they're already profitable. Here's the deal. About 50% of all the customers for Freedom Pop don't pay a thing. They just have a phone and they get like a few hundred minutes of talk and a few hundred texts 100% free. But if you want a little more, they charge you a little money. And they make their money from the people who pay a little more. Well, now they're offering a $5 a month service that uses Wi-Fi. And the thing that makes their service interesting is that they have done deals with companies all over America that have Wi-Fi hotspots. So if you're just walking past a Starbucks, for example, and you try to make a phone call, it works because it just hops over the Starbucks Wi-Fi network.
Wow.
The problem is, I tried it here in Boston, and unless you're near a Starbucks, it doesn't work.
Oh, so you don't even get the repurchased cellular service for $5?
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't quite understand your question.
Okay. Well, I guess you were saying that companies like Freedom Pop, and I don't want to spend too much time on this,
sure,
but they're using, they buy cell service from other companies?
Basically,
and,
yes.
Okay.
They're going, now I don't know if you've noticed this. For example, there is this organization that has got about 300,000 hotspots that have been built by the cable companies. Time Warner, Comcast, all these people. They now have hotspots scattered all over the country. And they are not officially doing deals with Freedom Pop, but Freedom Pop is trying to work with companies like that. And little by little, they're trying to stitch together a network where if you're any place that has a hotspot that's run by a McDonald's or a Comcast or a Starbucks or whatever, if you're within range, that's your phone network.
I see.
And it's not ready for prime time yet.
Okay.
But little by little, they're starting to knit it together. And we may get to a point where when you whip out your phone, it will just automatically grab the nearest Wi-Fi and ignore the cell system altogether.
Okay, so let me ask about the flip side of that then. Does that mean the pressure from these upstart companies, does that mean that T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, if I'm using one of their phones and, you know, in the future I'll be able to make Wi-Fi-based phone calls, that my Verizon bill might go down because I'm using Wi-Fi instead of their cell service?
Well, I don't know. If enough people started to do it, it might happen. I can tell you this, though. The official Wi-Fi calling service that is already offered by T-Mobile and Sprint, you don't get a discount for it at all. And
nothing?
That's the one thing about it. They don't give you anything because if you're paying for 400 minutes, you get 400 minutes, and if you go over that, you have to pay more, even if you're doing it through your own house's Wi-Fi router. And that's one reason why companies like Freedom Pop say, hey, the heck with that. I mean, you should get some discount for this.
Yeah, so Hiawatha, how does this differ from, say, Google Voice or Skype that already, you know, if you have the app on your phone, lets you do voice over IP calls for nothing?
Well, no, Google Voice is actually, I mentioned them in the story. Now, Skype is different because you do have to pay for Skype calls to, like, regular telephone numbers. If you're doing Skype to Skype, it's free, right?
Right.
But it's not for Skype to, you know, somebody's phone.
Gotcha.
In California or whatever. Google has a service called Google Hangouts Dialer. And if you're on Wi-Fi, all U.S. domestic calls are totally free. The whole thing is handled over the internet. You don't pay a dime, and you can do that now. You can put that on an iPhone. You can put it on an Android phone. You can just do that right now and just make all the calls you want for free all the time.
Hmm. Is there a security concern here? Because Wi-Fi networks are of variable security depending on who set up the hotspot.
No, I think that's a very fair point. And, I mean, I have not personally investigated just how secure each and every one of these services are, and that is a very good point. Do they encrypt the calls? Is it possible for somebody to tap into them? That is something that these guys are definitely going to have to resolve. But I don't know the answer at this point as to what each of them does because there are so many companies doing it.
Right. So, but it does seem to be the next big thing in
sort
of mobile telecommunication. Well, Hiawatha Bray covers technology for the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly on the show to talk all things tech. Always great to have you on, Hiawatha. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
Stay with us. Coming up, from a refugee camp to center stage, the music and story behind Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. I'm Lisa Mullins.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.